Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is the last seminar.
Ovaj posljednji seminar.
Of how we can remember Krishna at any time or place of our lives.
Kako se možemo osjećati Krishna u bilo koje vrijeme i na bilo kojem mjestu gdje se nalazimo u životu.
By using the material elements as a stimulus for that remembrance.
Tako da nam materijalni elementi budu poticaj za to sjećanje.
This is July 18th, 2008 in Croatia. Today we're going to be looking at ether.
Danas ćemo govoriti o eteru.
Now, ether is a very difficult element to meditate upon.
Eter je jako težak element na kojem bismo mogli meditirati.
Because most people aren't even sure what it is.
Jer većina ljudi nije niti sigurna što to jest.
Ether corresponds to just space.
Eter jednostavno odgovara prostoru.
So let's look around the tent.
Pogledajmo po šatoru.
Now we know that in this tent there are solid objects.
I znamo da vidimo dakle da postoje kruti objekti ovdje.
Which means earth and the products from earth.
Znači zemlja i njezini proizvodi.
There's some liquids here. Certainly there's a little bit of water on the floor still.
Tu ima i tekućine, nešto malo vode po podu.
I think there's probably some in that bucket.
I vjerojatno ove kanti.
There's also some water vapor in the air.
Isto ima i vlage od isparavanja vode u zraku.
There's fire in here.
Ima i vatre.
Where's the fire?
Gdje je vatra? The sun,
the sunlight,
svjetlost sunca,
the heat from the sun, otherwise we'd all have frozen to death.
Toplina od sunca, inače bismo se svi smrznuli.
The light bulbs,
žarulje. In our stomachs,
yes. Then there's also air. There's the molecules of the various gases that make up the air.
Tu je zrak i molekule koje sačinjavaju zrak.
Now, the scientists tell us that between the molecules of other substances,
znanstvenici nam govore da između molekula različitih substanci,
there's mostly space.
Nalazi se prazan prostor.
Now, that's certainly true for the air.
To je zasigurno istina za zrak.
In other words, it's not that the oxygen and hydrogen is all tightly packed together.
Znači, nije da su kisik i vodik čvrsto zajedno.
The various molecules are floating in the space.
Male molekule lebde u prostoru.
But it's even true for an apparently solid object such as this microphone stand.
Ali to stoji i za naizgled čvrste objekte kao što recimo ovaj stalak za mikrofon.
Although it appears solid to us,
iako nama izgleda krut,
up to 90% of this is actually space.
Do 90% ovoga sačinjava prostor.
Now what to speak if you look within the atom itself?
Što tek reći ako pogledamo u sam atom?
Relative to the size of the atomic particles,
i veličinu atomskih čestica,
the majority of the atom is space.
Većinu atoma sačinjava prazan prostor.
That space is called ether.
A taj prostor zove se eter.
Therefore we can say that ether is the main element, the most prominent element in the material world.
Stoga možemo reći da je eter u stvari zapravo prevladavajući element u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
In the same way, Krishna is the most important or dominant personality in existence.
Slično tome, Krishna je najvažnija osoba koja postoji.
Now, yesterday we talked about how air is almost undetectable.
Jučer smo govorili kako se zrak jedva može opaziti.
Of course, I can see it when it moves other things.
Naravno, mogu ga vidjeti kad pokreće druge stvari.
I can detect air pressure when I go up or down in an airplane.
Mogu opaziti tlak zraka kada se spuštam ili kada se uzdižem u zrakoplovu.
However, space is completely undetectable.
Ali prostor se uopće ne može opaziti.
Even the scientists don't have any machine that can pick up what is the stuff of space.
Čak ni znanstvenici nemaju strojeve kojima bi mogli razaznati od čega je prostor sačinjen.
Now there must be some stuff. It must be made of something.
Ali mora biti sačinjen od nečega.
Otherwise, how do the little molecules of air gases stay separate from one another?
Kako inače se te male molekule čestice ostaju odvojene jedna od druge?
We know that nature doesn't accept a vacuum or emptiness.
Znamo da u prostoru ne postoji vakum ili potpuna praznina.
As soon as you have a vacuum, everything is drawn together.
Čim postoji vakum, sve je privučeno jedno drugome.
And we have the attractive gravitational principle of all matter that's also pulling it together.
Postoji također i gravitacijsko načelo svih tvari koje su isto tako privučene nekom silom.
But everything is being separated by space.
No prostor se razvaja.
It must be made of something.
Morate od nečega načinjen.
Space is not just emptiness.
Prostor nije puka praznina.
But we have no machine, at least in the present scientific community, to detect it.
No nemamo strojeve, barem ne u sadašnjoj znanstvenoj zajednici, koja bi mogla to otkriti.
In a similar way, we cannot really detect Krishna.
Na sličan način ne možemo opaziti niti Krishnu.
It is impossible. If it is impossible with our material senses to detect ether, then how can we expect with our material senses to detect Krishna?
Ako materijalnim osjetilima ne možemo opaziti eter, kako možemo očekivati da ćemo tim istim osjetilima moći opaziti Krišnu?
And very much like air, the ether doesn't mix with anything.
Baš kao i zrak, eter se ni sa čime ne miješa.
So in a similar way, Krishna within our heart, Krishna within the atom, he remains pure and untouched.
Slično tome, Krišna u našem srcu i Krišna u svakom atomu ostaje čist i netaknut.
Now I'd like us to think for a moment about space.
Razmislimo na trenutak o prostoru.
We define everything according to space.
Sve na neki način definiramo u skladu s prostorom.
This is a tent.
Ovo je šator.
That is the outside.
Ono je van.
There is a shop.
Tamo su
we have designated spaces.
Odredili smo prostore.
This is my room. This is the kitchen.
Ovo je moja soba, ovo je kuhinja.
It basically is how we understand, how we categorize, how we define everything else is in terms of space.
Sve što razumijemo, kategoriziramo i stavljamo u neke odnose, sve to je stavljeno u neke odnose u odnosu na prostor.
Where is something located?
Где се нешто налази?
What I find when I travel is that the first question people ask me is, where do you live or where are you from?
Kad putujem, primijetila sam da je prvo pitanje koje mi ljudi postavljaju, gdje živim, odnosno odakle dolazim.
It's one of the main questions that you fill out on those government forms when you enter a country. What is your home address?
To je glavno pitanje koje morate popuniti koje vas vlada pita kada ulazite u neku zemlju. Koja je vaša kućna adresa?
Where were you born? What country are you a citizen of?
Gdje ste rođeni i koje ste zemlje, odakle dolazite, iz koje zemlje?
Everyone wants to put you in some space.
Svi vas žele smjestiti u neki prostor.
So that's the most essential definition of something. Where is it?
To je i najosnovnija definicija, jedna od najosnovnijih definicija nečega. Gdje se nalazi?
In a similar way, Krishna is the ultimate way of defining and understanding everything.
Na sličan način, Krishna je ono čime možemo u krajnjoj liniji spoznati i definirati sve.
What is something in relationship to Krishna?
Što je nešto u odnosu na Krishna?
Everyone tries to understand objects in relationship to where it's located in space.
Pokušavamo upoznati predmete u skladu s time gdje se nalaze u prostoru.
The ultimate definition is where is anything in relationship to Krishna.
Konačna definicija je što je sve u odnosu na Krishnu.
The next time you write your address on a form,
sljedeći puta kada na formularima ispunjavate svoju adresu,
or someone says, where do you live?
Ili vas netko pita, gdje živite?
Where are you from?
Odakle ste?
You can remember, everything is ultimately in relationship to Krishna.
Možete se sjetiti da sve leži u odnosu prema Krishni.
Now, space is also understood differently at different levels of consciousness.
Prostor se isto tako različito shvaća na različitim razinama svjesnosti.
Just like there might be some little bug that's crawling around here somewhere.
Na primjer, možda tu negdje puzi neka buba.
I don't see any right now since they just cleaned.
Ne vidim ni jedno budući da su sada baš počistili.
But I'm sure somewhere in that grass there are some little ants walking.
No, sigurna sam da tu u ovoj travi su neki mravi.
How do you think those ants are understanding the space of this tent?
Što mislite kako ti mravi doživljavaju prostor ovog šatora?
They probably have no concept that this is a particularly defined space.
Vjerojatno nemaju nikakvu ideju o tome da je ovo točno određen, definiran prostor.
They probably are not aware that there's a tent here.
Oni sigurno nisu svjesni toga da se ovdje nalazi šator.
Similarly, when we human beings look at the universe,
slično tome kada mi ljudska bića promatramo svemir,
we cannot see the universal descriptions as given in the Bhagavatam.
Ne možemo ga vidjeti na način kao što je to opisano u Bhagavatamu.
Hello. That's okay. No problem. So in a similar way, people at different levels of consciousness perceive Krishna very differently.
Slično tome, ljudi na različitim razinama svjesnosti na drugačiji način opažaju Krishnu.
We can give a very simple example that some of you may be familiar with.
Možemo dati jedan jako jednostavan primjer s kojim ste vjerojatno svi upoznati.
Before a child can crawl,
prije nego što dijete propuzi,
if the mother goes into another room,
ako majka ode u neku drugu prostoriju,
the child will cry.
Dijete će plakati.
Because the child has no sense how one room of the house connects to another room.
Jer dijete nema osjećaj kako su sobe kako su prostorije u kući povezane.
After a child learns to crawl, then they know that when you walk out of one door, you're just going into the next room.
Kada dijete nauči puzati, onda zna da kada izađe kroz vrata, jednostavno uđe u neku drugu sobu.
So we can see that there's different levels of understanding space according to one's own qualification.
Možemo vidjeti da se prostor u skladu s našim kvalifikacijama može razumjeti na drugačije načine.
In a similar way, someone at a very low level of consciousness cannot understand even the existence of God.
Slično tome, netko na jako niskoj razini svjesnosti ne može shvatiti čak niti da Bog postoji.
Whereas someone at a very high level of consciousness is speaking to Krishna directly at every moment.
Dok netko drugi na uzvišenoj razini svjesnosti i svakog trenutka izravno se može obraćati Krišni.
Space is generally not in our conscious awareness at all.
Prostor se obično ne nalazi u našoj svijesti.
We hardly think about the existence of air.
Jedva da uopće pomišljamo na postojanje zraka.
But we don't think about the existence of ether practically ever.
Ali o postojanju etera uopće nikada ne razmišljamo.
Even though it's the most essential element of existence.
Iako je to najosnovniji element u postojanju.
And similarly, many materialistic people just never think about God.
Slično tome, mnogi materialisti gotovo nikada ne razmišljaju o Bogu.
They go to work, they eat their lunch, they go to the movies, they talk to their family, and they just don't even think about God.
Odlaze na posao, u kino, razgovaraju sa svojom obitelji, ali gotovo nikada ne razmišljaju o Bogu.
Even though he is the most fundamental principle of all reality.
Iako je on najosnovnije načelo materijalne stvarnosti.
The shastras also describe that all of the other elements come from ether.
Šastre također opisuju da svi drugi elementi dolaze iz etera.
In other words, that ether produces air, air produces fire, fire produces water, and water produces earth.
Naime, eter proizvodi zrak, zrak proizvodi vatru, vatra proizvodi vodu, a voda zemlju.
In the same way, everything is emanating from Krishna.
Na sličan način, sve proističe iz Krišne.
Now you remember that as we went through the elements, we meditated on various ones of Krishna's opulences.
Sjećate se da dok smo promatrali razne elemente, onda smo meditirali na razne Krišne obilja.
On earth we meditated on Krishna's wealth.
Kod zemlje smo meditirali na Krišnino bogatstvo.
For water we meditated on Krishna's fame.
Kod vode na Krišninu slavu.
With fire we meditated on Krishna's beauty.
Kod vatre na Krišninu ljepotu.
With air we meditated on Krishna's strength.
Kod zraka na Krišninu snagu.
With ether we're going to meditate on, what do you think?
A što mislite, na što ćemo meditirati kod etera?
Knowledge would be mind, intelligence and ego, which unfortunately we're not going to do because of the Ratiyatra.
Znanje bi se odnosilo na um, inteligenciju i ego, što nažalost nećemo moći promatrati zbog Ratiyatre. Ostalo nam je još jedno obilje. Energy?
Which of the six opulences?
Koje od šest obilja je ostalo? Renunciation.
Yes. And the reason that we're going to meditate on Krishna's renunciation in relationship to space.
A razlog zbog kojeg ćemo meditirati na Krišninu odvojenost u odnosu na prostor.
Is because space is very detached.
Je taj što je prostor jako odvojen.
It doesn't mix with anything else.
Ne miješa se ni sa čim drugim.
And Krishna also gives this example in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna daje taj isti primjer u Bhagavad Giti.
That the sky or the air is existing in space.
Da nebo, odnosno zrak, postoji u prostoru.
And yet space is untouched.
A prostor je nedirnut.
It's always renounced.
Uvijek je odvojen.
Now, this may be surprising, but renunciation is the most attractive of the six opulences.
Možda će ovo iznenaditi, ali odvojenost je najprivlačnija od šest obilja.
Renunciation is essential for any of the other opulences to be attractive.
Odvojenost je važna da bi svako drugo obilje moglo biti privlačno.
The opposite of renunciation is attachment and pride.
Suprotno od odvojenosti je vezanost, odnosno ponos.
I'm sure you can think of some very beautiful person you know who knows they're beautiful and is very proud of it.
Sigurno znate neku jako lijepu osobu koja zna da je lijepa i na to je jako ponosna.
Now think of a beautiful person you know who's humble and detached.
Sada pomislite na neku lijepu osobu koju znate, ali je ponizna i odvojena.
Who's more attractive?
Tko je privlačniji?
Think about a very intelligent person that you know, that knows they're intelligent and is very arrogant about it.
Sjetite se neke inteligentne osobe koju znate, koja zna da je inteligentna i zbog toga je jako arogantna.
They always think they know better than everybody else.
Uvijek misle da znaju najbolje.
Now think about a very intelligent person you know who's also humble and detached.
A sada razmislite o nekoj inteligentnoj osobi koju znate, a koja je u isto vrijeme ponizna i odvojena.
Who's more attractive?
Tko je privlačniji?
Or let's take a wealthy person.
Ili neka bogata osoba.
Some wealthy person who's very attached to their wealth.
Neki bogataš koji je jako vezan za svoje bogatstvo.
Who wants to use it all for their own pleasure.
Koji to želi sve iskoristiti za svoje zadovoljstvo.
Or a wealthy person who does a lot of charitable work.
Ili bogata osoba koja puno daje u milostinju.
And tries to use his wealth to benefit society.
I koristi svoje bogatstvo za dobrobit društva.
Who's more attractive?
Tko je privlačniji?
So what is it that makes all the other opulences attractive?
Zbog čega su sva druga obilja privlačna?
Renunciation.
Odvojenost.
And if you meet a person whose only opulence is renunciation,
a ako sretnete osobu čije je jedino obilje odvojenost, odricanje,
they may not be beautiful,
možda nije lijepa,
or strong, or intelligent, or wealthy,
snažna, inteligentna ili bogata,
but they're humble and simple and they're not attached to anything.
Ali je jednostavna, ponizna i nije ni za što vezana.
They're very attractive.
Takva osoba je jako privlačna.
Practically everybody enjoys being with such a person.
Gotovo svi uživaju u prisustvu takve osobe.
Whereas the other opulences, if you just have one of them, it's not so attractive.
Dok ako imate neko drugo obilje, to nije tako privlačno.
Maybe we want to be around a wealthy person so we can try to exploit their wealth.
Možda želimo biti pokraj bogate osobe da bismo iskoristili njihovo bogatstvo, njezino bogatstvo.
But it's very enjoyable to be around a renounced person.
Ali jako je lijepo biti pokraj osobe koja je odvojena.
Because if someone's renounced, they're not trying to exploit us.
Jer ako je odvojena, onda nas ne pokušava iskoristiti.
We have a relationship with them of freedom.
S njima možemo uspostaviti odnos slobode.
So the space reminds us of Krishna's wonderful opulence of renunciation.
Prostor nas podsjeća na Krišnino prekrasno obilje odvojenosti.
How amazing that Krishna is the Bhoktaram. He's the supreme enjoyer and yet he's fully renounced.
Kako zadivljujuće da je Krišna Bhoktaram. On je vrhovni uživatelj, a opet je potpuno odvojen.
These things seem very contradictory.
Čini se to jako kontradiktorno.
Someone who's an enjoyer seems, how can they also be renounced?
Kako netko tko je uživatelj može biti i odvojen?
Don't they seem to be opposite things?
Zar nisu to odvojene stvari?
If we're talking about devotees, they're either in the grihastha ashram or in a renounced ashram.
Kada govorimo o bhaktama, oni su ili u grihastha ashramu ili u ashramu odvojenika.
If someone's a brahmachari, vanaprastha, or a sannyasi, and they're enjoying in the world, we see this as contradictory.
Ako je netko brahmachari, vanaprastha, ili sannyasi, uživa u svijetu, to je malo kontradiktorno stanje.
If someone in the renounced ashram is wearing very fine clothes, eating very opulent food, having a lot of money,
ako netko u ashramu odvojenika ima jako bogat, nosi lijepu odjeću, jede puno hrane i ima puno novca,
then we feel it feels distasteful.
To
feels hypocritical.
Ne izgleda baš ukusno, izgleda licemjerno.
But Krishna, who dances with millions of women, is called the best brahmachari.
A Krishna koji pleše s milionima žena, on se zove najboljim brahmacharijem.
Bhishma says, "Oh, Krishna is a much better brahmachari than I am."
Bhishma kaže da je Krishna bolji brahmachari od njega.
Because Krishna has no desire to exploit anybody.
Jer Krishna ne želi nikoga iskoristiti.
He has no material lust.
Nema materijalnu požudu.
He has no hunger or thirst.
Nema, kod njega ne postoji ni žeđ, ni glad.
Let's just think about on this earth planet right now.
Pomislimo na to na ovom planetu Zemlji.
How many people are offering food to Krishna?
Koliko ljudi nudi Krishni hranu?
At this very moment, how many people on this planet are offering Krishna food?
У ovom trenutku koliko ljudi nudi Krishna hranu?
What to speak of all over the universe?
Što tek reći što se zbiva diljem svemira?
Or in the many universes?
Ili u mnogim svemirima?
But Krishna has no hunger.
A Krishna nije gladan.
He doesn't need to eat.
Ne treba mu hrana.
All the food is nothing but him.
Sva ta hrana nije ništa drugo do njega samoga.
The food is him.
Hrana je on.
Why should he have to eat it?
Zašto bi je morao jesti?
It's already him.
To je već on sam.
It's not something outside of himself that he needs.
Nije nešto, on ne treba ništa izvan sebe.
He doesn't have a body that's a machine like ours.
Nema tijelo koje je stroj poput našega.
That needs to burn fuel.
Koje treba gorivo.
And yet he likes to eat.
A opet voli jesti.
When we make an offering, he's actually eating the food.
Kad mi napravimo neku ponudu, on uistinu jede tu hranu.
It's not just that he looks at it and hears the prayers.
Nije da samo pogleda i da sluša molitve.
He's eating the food.
Jede hranu.
But he's not hungry.
Ali nije gladan.
It's described that when Mother Yasoda is feeding Krishna, that sometimes he doesn't eat too much because he doesn't want to look greedy.
Opisano je da kada majka Yasoda hrani Krishnu, ne želi jesti previše da ne bi ispao pohlepan.
But actually he can eat unlimited quantities of food.
Ali on može jesti neograničene količine hrane.
The Acharyas describe this in the pastime of Mother Yasoda leaving Krishna to take care of the overboiling milk.
Acharya to opisuju u vezi zabave kada je majka Yasoda ostavila Krishnu da bi se pobrinula za mlijeko koje je kipjelo.
So Mother Yasoda is churning the butter.
Majka Yasoda je bučkala maslac.
Krishna is pulling on her sari.
Krishna ju je vukao za sari.
Please give me milk.
Molim te, daj mi mlijeko.
So she's picking him up and she's giving him her breast milk.
Ona ga je pokupila i nahranila ga mlijekom.
Then she sees that the milk is boiling over on the stove.
Onda vidjela da mlijeko na pečnici kipi.
So she puts him down.
Onda ga je spustila.
And she goes to take care of that milk.
I otišla se pobrinuti za to mlijeko.
So the Acharyas comment that the milk in the spiritual world is also a person.
Acharya kažu da je mlijeko u duhovnom svijetu također osoba.
And it was getting very impatient to give service to Krishna.
I postalo je jako nestrpljivo da služi Krishna.
And the milk was thinking, Mother Yasoda has unlimited breast milk.
Mlijeko je razmišljalo, majka Yasoda ima neograničenu količinu mlijeka.
And Krishna has an unlimited belly.
U grudima, a Krishna ima neograničen trbušić.
So Krishna can be drinking his mother's milk eternally.
Krishna može vječno jesti majčino mlijeko.
And thinking about this, the milk got so excited.
Razmišljajući o tome, mlijeko je postalo toliko uzbuđeno.
Wanting to do some service also.
Isto tako želeći služiti.
That it comes out of the pot.
Da je izašlo iz posude.
So the point is that Krishna's ability to eat is unlimited.
Dakle, Krishna sposobnost da jede je neograničena.
And yet he's never hungry.
A on nikada nije gladan.
This is his renunciation.
To je njegovo odricanje.
We see this renunciation also in the most sad story.
To odricanje možemo vidjeti u tužnoj, najtužnijoj priči.
When Krishna leaves Vrindavan.
Kada Krishna napušta Vrindavan.
His decision to leave Vrindavan happened at Prem Sarovara.
Njegova odluka da ode iz Vrindavana dogodila se na Prem Sarovari.
It's a little pond in the Vrindavan area.
To je jezerce u području Vrindavana.
One time when he was there with his friends, there was a bee there, a bee buzzing around Radharani.
Jednom kad je bio tamo s prijateljima, našla se tu neka pčela koja zujala oko Radharani.
And she says, oh, get the bee away.
I ona je htjela otjerati tu pčelu.
So Madhu Mangal chased it away and he says, oh, Madhusudan is gone, meaning the bee is gone.
Madhu Mangal je otjerao tu pčelu i rekao, Madhusudan je otišao. Misleći pčela je otišla.
But Madhusudan is also a name for Krishna.
Madhusudan je i Krishnino ime.
So Radharani thought that Krishna was gone.
Radharani je mislila da je Krishna otišao.
Even though he was sitting right next to her.
Iako je sjedio pokraj nje.
So she became stunned.
I to je jednostavno zapanjilo.
And she started displaying all these symptoms of ecstasy.
I počela je ispoljavati sve simptome zanosa.
In her feeling of ecstatic separation, she saw Krishna everywhere.
U svom osjećaju zanosne odvojenosti, svuda je vidjela Krishna.
And Radharani's friends also became stunned in ecstasy.
I Radharanine prijateljice isto su se tako skamenile od zanosa.
And Krishna thought, just see, my friends experience more ecstasy when I'm gone than when I'm with them.
Кришна размишлява, па погледај само, они доживљавају већу задост када мисле да нисам с њима, него кад сам с њима.
He thought, if I really want to make them happy, I should go away.
И он размишлява, ако их уистину желимо срећити, морамо отићи.
So of course the devotees do not agree with Krishna's logic.
Naravno, bhakti se ne slažu s tom Krišninom logikom.
But Krishna finds the most happiness in Vrindavan.
No, Krishna pronalazi najviše sreće u Vrindavanu.
Just like tomorrow we're going to have this Ratha-yatra.
Kao što ćemo sutra imati Ratha-yatru.
That is the emotional process of bringing Krishna back, pulling him back to Vrindavan.
To je emocionalni proces kada vučemo Krishnu ponovno u Vrindavan.
The reason the devotees want to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Razlog je taj što bhakti žele da se Krishna vrati u Vrindavan.
Is they know that in that place Krishna is the happiest.
Jer znaju da je Krishna tamo najsretniji.
Just like some man may be working late at the office.
Kao što možda neki muškarac radi do kasno u uredu.
And his wife may call him, "My dear husband, please come home."
A žena ga zove, dragi moj muž, vrati se kući.
Now an ordinary wife may want her husband to come home for her enjoyment.
Obična žena želi da se njen muž vrati kući zbog njenog uživanja.
She's been feeling lonely and she wants his company.
Usamljena je i želi njegovo društvo.
But the wife may also be thinking, my husband gets much more happiness at home than at the office.
A žena će opet, možda će opet pomisliti, moj muž je sretniji kod kuće nego u uredu.
So this is how the devotees are thinking.
I na taj način razmišljaju bhakte.
Because Krishna does have the greatest happiness in Vrindavan.
Jer Krishna uistinu najviše je sretan u Vrindavanu.
But in order to increase his devotees' happiness, he renounces Vrindavan and leaves.
Ali da bi uvećao sreću svojih bhakta, on se odriče Vrindavana i odlazi.
This is also why Krishna leaves the Rasalila.
To je razlog zašto Krishna napušta Rasalilu.
He wants to increase the gopis' desire and love.
Želi povećati ljubav i želju gopija.
Because that love gives them the greatest happiness.
Jer im ta ljubav pruža najveću sreću.
Then Krishna is also detached in his form as the Paramatma.
Krishna je isto tako odvojen u svojem obliku Paramatme.
He said he is always detached and seated as though neutral.
Rečeno je da je uvijek nevezan i da je neutralan.
In Krishna's ultimate form is Bhagavan. He is partial to his devotees.
Krishna, konačni oblik Bhagavana, je pristran prema njegovim bhaktama.
He gets in the mood of being the son of Mother Yasoda, the lover of Radharani.
On poprima raspoloženje sina majke Yasode ili ljubavnika Radharani.
But as super soul, he is equal to everyone.
Ali kao nadduša jednak je prema svima.
No friends, no enemies.
Nema ni prijatelja ni neprijatelja.
As super soul, he is simply seeing everything objectively.
Kao nadduša sve promatra objektivno.
He is simply giving people the results of their activities and their desires.
Jednostavno ljudima daje plodove njihovih djelatnosti i njihovih želja.
Although he is our best friend in his form as a super soul.
Iako je naš najbolji prijatelj u tom obliku nadduše.
He is completely detached.
Potpuno je odvojen.
Just like a friend may say, you do this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing, but you do whatever you like.
Kao što nam neki prijatelj može reći, ovo je dobro, ovo je loše, ali ti čini što god želiš.
Even Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita that the super soul, if you want to go to heaven, will tell you how to go to heaven, and if you want to go to hell, will give you instructions how to go to hell.
Prabhupada čak kaže u Bhagavad Gita da ako želimo ići u raj, na duša će nam pokazati kako. Isto tako, ako želimo ići u pakao, pokazat će nam i put prema paklu.
So normally if a friend asks us how do I get to hell, we will not tell them.
Ako nas neki prijatelj pita kako doći do pakla, nećemo mu sigurno, obično mu nećemo reći.
But the super soul is so detached that he will also give that instruction if you want it.
No, na duša je toliko nevezana da će dati čak i tu tu vrstu naputka ako želimo.
One devotee was telling me how her sister-in-law, after the death of this devotee's brother, was trying to cheat everyone out of their inheritance.
Jedna mi je baktina pričala kako je njena šogorica, nakon što je toj baktini umro brat, pokušala prevariti sve i dobiti sama svo nasljedstvo.
And she told all the family, I want to go to hell and I want to hurt as many people on the way there as possible.
И рекла той обители да жели ići u pakao i da na tom putu prema paklu želi povrijediti što više ljudi može.
So Super Soul will give advice to such a person like that.
Nadduša će takvoj osobi dati savjet.
Krishna in the form of Bhagavan is not so neutral.
Krishna u obliku Bhagavana nije tako neutralan.
At the end of the Bhagavad Gita he says to Arjuna, now I have told you everything.
Na kraju Bhagavad Gita kaže Arjuna, sada sam ti sve rekao.
And you can do what you like.
A ti učini što god želiš.
But then he gives two instructions.
Ali onda daje dvije upute.
He says, manmana bhava mad bhakto.
Kaže manmana bhava mad bhakto.
Always think of me.
Uvijek misli na mene.
And then he says,
a onda kaže,
what is Krishna's last instruction in the Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman prichaja mame kam sharanam. You just surrender to me.
Sarva dharma prichaja samo se predaj meni.
So he tells Arjuna, you can do what you like.
Kaže Arjuni, ti čini što god želiš.
But please do this.
Ali molim te učini ovo.
So that is not just neutral.
I to nije neutralnost.
And then finally looking at Krishna's opulence of renunciation.
I konačno promatramo Krishnino oblje odricanja.
We can think about the free will of the living entity.
Možemo razmišljati o slobodnoj volji živog bića.
Krishna ultimately, he will never interfere with the free will of the living entity.
Krishna se nikada neće miješati u slobodnu volju živog bića.
If a living entity is really misusing their free will.
Ako živo biće krivo koristi i zloupotrebljava svoju slobodnu volju.
He may put them in the body of a tree.
Možda će staviti u tijelo drveta.
Where their ability to exercise their free will is very limited.
Gdje imaju jako malu mogućnost da koriste svoju slobodnu volju.
But he never overrides a living entity's free will.
Ali on nikada neće umaknuti slobodnu volju živoga bića.
He does not force.
On ne sili nikoga.
It's not appealing to him.
Tomu nije mu to privlačno, potrebno.
We conditioned souls have a little different mentality.
Uvjetovane duše imaju drugačiji mentalitet.
We may like working with machines that we can just tell what to do and they have no free will.
Možda nam se sviđa da radimo sa strojevima kojima jednostavno naredimo što da čine i koje nemaju slobodnu volju.
Like I just put the on button on the microphone and it's supposed to go on.
Kao što sam sada uključila mikrofon i on bi trebao raditi.
The microphone doesn't say I'm feeling a little tired right now.
Mikrofon će reći, sada sam malo umoran.
I don't feel like being on.
Ne da mi se da budem upaljen.
I want to take some rest.
Želim se odmoriti.
I want to go have something to eat.
Želim nešto pojesti.
And we think, oh, very nice. I just tell it to go on and it goes on.
Nama to je stvarno dobro. Samo ga uključimo i on radi.
And if the machines don't do that, we become frustrated.
Ako strojevi to ne rade, onda se uznemirimo.
Why isn't my car starting?
Zašto mi se auto ne želi upaliti?
But other living entities are not like that.
Ali druga živa bića nisu takva.
You say to your wife or your husband or your children or your coworkers, okay, now let's do this.
Kažete svojim supružniku, svojim suradnicima ili svoj djeci, ajmo sada to učiniti.
They may not agree.
I onda se oni možda neće složiti.
They may say, I don't want to do that right now.
Mogu reći, ma ne da mi se to sada.
I don't want to do that at all.
Uopće to ne želim.
And we're always having to negotiate with the free will of the other living entities in our lives.
Uvijek moramo pregovarati sa slobodnom voljom drugih živih bića u našem životu.
We find the free will of other living beings to be annoying.
I ponekad je njihova slobodna volja baš onako uznemirujuća.
So many people take so many courses how to manipulate the people in your lives.
Toliko ljudi polazi tečajeve o tome kako manipulirati ljudima u njihovom životu.
How to influence people.
Kako utjecati na ljude.
Yeah, how to sell them things.
Kako im prodati stvari.
So, Krishna is very interesting.
Krishna je jako zanimljiv.
He's not interested in trying to enjoy dead things.
Ne zanima ga da uživa u neživim stvarima.
He takes no pleasure in that at all.
To mu uopće nije zanimljivo, niti to ga uopće ne zadovoljava.
Krishna only wants to enjoy living things with free will.
Krishna želi uživati samo u živim bićima koja imaju slobodnu volju.
Who are freely giving themselves to him.
Koja mu se slobodno daju.
And who have the choice at any time not to do so.
И у свакоме тренутку има избор да то не учине.
And everything in his abode is a living being.
А све у неговом пребивалишту је живо биће.
And that is his only source of pleasure.
И то је његов једини извор задовољства.
This means he's completely renounced.
То значи да је потпуно одвојен.
Just like some of us are studying this communication course Bir Krishna Swami is teaching.
Baš kao što neki od nas pohađaju komunikacijski tečaj Bir Krishna Goswami.
And he's saying that whenever we want someone to do something, we should make a request and not a demand.
I on kaže da kad god želimo nešto zatražiti nekoga da nešto učini za nas, trebamo to učiniti u obliku molbe, a ne zahtjeva.
And what is the difference?
A u čemu je razlika?
If we get upset when we get a no in response, then what we made was a demand.
Ako nešto tražimo od nekoga, a ta osoba kaže ne i onda nas to uznemiri, to znači da smo mi nešto od njih zahtijevali.
But Krishna doesn't get upset when he gets a no.
Krishna se ne uznemiri ako mu kažemo ne.
He is always willing for the living entity to say no.
Uvijek mu u redu ako živo biće kaže ne.
And he goes so far as to create a world of illusion.
Ide tako daleko tome da stvara svijet iluzije.
For living entities who want to consistently say no.
Za živa bića koja žele stalno reći ne.
He doesn't force us to comply.
Ne prisiljava nas da se služimo.
Nor does he put us into some kind of eternal sleep.
Niti nas stavlja u neki vječni san.
Or even eternal damnation.
Ili vječno prokletstvo.
In fact, in this material world, there are heavenly planets where you can have great enjoyment.
U stvari, u ovom materijalnom svijetu postoje rajski planeti na kojima možete uživati u rajskom zadovoljstvu.
Krishna does not deny enjoyment to those who say no to his service.
Krishna ne uskraćuje zadovoljstvo onima koji su rekli ne njegovoj službi.
He says yes, you can enjoy in your own way if you want.
On kaže da, možeš uživati na svoj način ukoliko želiš.
So we have looked at the qualities of space as far as reminding us of Krishna's qualities.
Promatrali smo odlike prostora, kvalitete prostora i kako nas on podsjeća na Krishnine odlike.
We have looked at space as reminding us of Krishna's quality of renunciation.
Promatrali smo prostor kako nas podsjeća na Krishnine odlike odvojenosti.
Now we've also looked at the elements in relationship to aspects of Krishna's energy.
Promatrali smo i elemente u odnosu na Krishnine energije.
With earth we looked at Krishna's abode.
Kod zemlje smo gledali Krishnino prebivalište.
With water we looked at Krishna's pastimes.
Kod vode Krishnine zabave.
With fire we looked at Krishna's form.
Kod vatre Krishnin oblik.
What do we look at with air? Oh, with air we looked at Krishna's qualities.
A kod zraka Krishnine odlike.
The curtains are opening, closing, open, closing.
Zastavi se otvaraju i zatvaraju.
With ether, what do you think we're going to look at? Krishna's what?
Što mislite, što ćemo gledati kod etera?
We've already looked at Krishna's abode, pastimes, form and qualities.
Zabave, oblik i odlike.
We're going to look at Krishna's name.
A sada ćemo promatrati Krishnino ime.
Because ether is what's transmitting sound.
Jer eter prenosi zvuk.
So when we think in terms of space, we can think of Krishna's name.
Kad razmišljamo o prostoru, možemo misliti na Krishnino ime.
Now I'm going to go over this just in brief.
Samo ću ukratko reći nešto o tome.
Because we could talk about Krishna's name, obviously, for many, many, many years.
Jer o Krishninom imenu možemo govoriti mnogo, mnogo godina.
The Bhagavatam in the 11th canto describes four kinds of sound.
U 11. Pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatama opisane su četiri oblika zvuka.
One is called Paravak, or the voice of the soul.
Jedan se zove Parva, ili glas duše.
One is called Pasyantivak, or the voice of the intelligence.
Jedan je Pasyantivak, ili glas inteligencije.
One is called Madhyamavak, or the voice of the mind.
Jedan se zove Madhyamavak, ili zvuk, glas uma.
And the other Vaikarivak, the voice of the gross body.
A drugi je Vaikarjavak, odnosno glas grubog tijela.
So the voice of the soul we don't generally hear.
Obično ne čujemo zvuk duše, glas duše.
For a conditioned soul, we the soul are a silent observer.
Uvjetovanih duša, mi duše zapravo smo samo tihi promatrači.
But the original cry of the conditioned soul in the spiritual world was, I want to be the center.
Ali onaj izvorni krik duše u duhovnom svijetu je bio, ja želim biti centar.
The voice of the intelligence is the voice of our vision and our goals and our dreams.
Glas inteligencije, glas je naše vizije, naših ciljeva i naših snova.
It is how we picture what we want to achieve.
To je kako zamišljamo ono što želimo postići.
And we all know the voice of the mind.
I svi znamo glas uma.
It's going blah, 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 blah. Maybe it's speaking in English or Croatian or Italian or something.
Stalno nešto blebeće, možda na engleskom, talijanskom, hrvatskom, kojem god jeziku.
And the voice of the mind is making plans to fulfill the vision of the intelligence.
A glas uma stvara razne planove kako da ispuni viziju inteligencije.
Then the voice from the mouth is how we begin to fulfill those plans.
A glas koji nam izlazi iz usta je onaj kojim pokušavamo ispuniti te planove.
We say, I'm going to get that job, I'm going to live in that city, and so forth.
Kažemo, dobit ću taj posao, živjeti u ovom gradu i slično.
Now we have one seminar, which again we'll just discuss very briefly, about the relationship of these four levels of sound to chanting.
Postoji jedan seminar koji ću samo kratko sada spomenuti, a taj je o odnosu te četiri vrste zvuka prema mantranju.
We become entangled in the world when the soul and then the intelligence and then the mind and then the body vibrates material sound.
Zapletimo se u ovaj svijet kad duša, potom inteligencija, potom um i onda tijelo vibriraju materijalni zvuk.
The way we get back to our spiritual nature,
u svoju duhovnu prirodu ćemo se vratiti.
Just like if you take a journey, you then take the reverse journey.
Kao kada krenemo na neko putovanje i onda se vratimo s tog putovanja nazad.
So we start with the gross sounds of the mouth.
Krećemo od grubih zvukova koji dolaze iz usta.
And we are vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra with just our mouth.
I vibriramo Hare Krishna mantru samo svojim ustima.
After some time we are saying it with our mouth and our mind.
Nakon nekog vremena govorimo je sa ustima i umom.
Gradually with our mouth, our mind and our intelligence.
Postepeno ustima, umom i inteligencijom.
And finally the voice of the soul again awakens.
I konačno se ponovno budi glas duše.
We know that Krishna's name is Krishna.
Znamo da je Krishna ime sam Krishna.
Now this can be understood by a beginner in a very simple way.
To početnici mogu shvatiti na jako jednostavan način.
Just like if you have a friend,
recimo imate nekog prijatelja,
as soon as you hear that friend's name,
čim čujete njegovo ime,
immediately you get a picture in your mind of what they look like.
Odmah se sjetite kako izgleda.
Right?
Zar ne?
If I say, tell me about your mother.
Ako kažem, reci mi nešto o svojoj majci.
Well, immediately you think of what your mother looks like.
Odmah pomislite na to kako ona izgleda.
You may imagine her home.
Možda ćete zamisliti njen dom.
You may think about what kind of things she's doing or used to do.
Možda ćete misliti na ono što ona čini ili što je običavala činiti.
You think about your relationship with her.
Razmišljate o svom odnosu s njom.
As soon as I say, oh, tell me about your mother.
Čim samo kada kažem, reci mi o svojoj majci.
So anybody can do this also with Krishna.
Svatko to može učiniti s Krishnom.
As soon as I say Krishna,
čim kažem Krishna,
you can think about what the deity looks like.
Možete razmišljati o tome kako božanstvo izgleda.
What Krishna looks like in the paintings.
Kako Krishna izgleda na slikama.
About your service to Krishna.
O svojoj službi prema Krishni.
About Krishna's activities and qualities.
O Krishninim djelatnostima i odlikama.
So Prabhupada would say many times, as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you remember the person Krishna and his form and activities.
Prabhupada bi često rekao, čim mantrate Hare Krishna, sjećate se osobe Krishne, njegovog oblika i djelatnosti.
So if you can't do that, then you just try to hear the names very carefully.
Onda rekao, ako ne možete to, onda pokušajte barem pažljivo slušati imena.
Now eventually, if you're calling out Krishna's name without offense,
i napokon, ako Krishna ime izgovarate bez uvreda,
Krishna will be interested and he will show up.
Krishna će pokazati interes i pokazati se.
Because really we cannot capture Krishna with our mind.
Jer u istinu Krishna ne možemo uhvatiti svojim umom.
Or with our material tongue.
Ili materijalnim jezikom.
But it's all that we have when we start.
Ali to je sve što imamo kada počnemo.
So then Krishna will manifest himself directly to our spiritual senses.
Tako će se Krishna izravno pokazati našim duhovnim osjetilima.
Of course there are many kinds of mantras.
Naravno postoje mnoge vrste mantri.
In addition to the Hare Krishna mantra, we're chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, so many of the slokas.
Uz Hare Krishna mantru pjevamo i Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya i druge.
And really all of these mantras exist beyond the ether.
I sve te mantre postoje van etera.
Really the ether was produced by these spiritual sounds.
Eter je zapravo stvoren zbog tih duhovnih zvukova.
The spiritual sounds are the basis of everything, even space.
Duhovni zvukovi temelj su svega, čak i prostora.
Can we think about this for a minute?
Možemo li na trenutak razmišljati o tome?
Space.
Prostor.
That which defines everything.
Ono što sve određuje.
Can we imagine anything existing without space?
Možemo li zamisliti da išta postoji bez prostora?
Practically it's impossible.
To je nemoguće u stvari.
To even mentally consider that anything can exist without space.
Da čak i pomislimo kako može bilo što postojati bez prostora.
But space materially does not exist eternally.
No, prostor s materijalnog stajališta ne postoji vječno.
When the universe has become unmanifest, it ceases to exist.
Kada svemir postaje neočitovan, on prestaje postojati.
In the spiritual world, space does not exist the way it exists here.
U duhovnom svijetu prostor ne postoji na način na koji postoji ovdje.
So where does it come from?
Odakle onda dolazi?
The origin is spiritual sound.
Njegovo podrijetlo je duhovni zvuk.
Says the sound of the Lord's flute enters into the mula chakra of Brahma.
I dok zvuk gospodinove flaute uđe u mula čakru Brahme.
And gradually comes out of his mouth as the sound of the Vedas.
I postupno izlazi iz njegovih usta kao zvuk Veda.
And creates the material elements starting with space.
I stvara materijalne elemente počevši sa prostorom.
That means these mantras that we are chanting.
To znači da ove mantre koje mi izgovaramo i pjevamo.
Just like we are chanting Om in many of our mantras.
Kao što izgovaramo Om u mnogim našim mantrama.
Hare Krishna, which means the Lord and His energies.
Hare Krishna, što znači gospodin i njegove energije.
Is actually the substantial start of everything, including even space.
To je pravi početak svega, pa čak i prostora.
Now we could talk about mantras again much more.
O mantrama bismo još mogli puno toga reći.
But now we're going to conclude with Krishna's pastimes in relationship to space.
Ali sada ćemo zaključiti s Krishnim zabavama vezanim uz prostor.
So we can think about how Krishna shows the universal form.
Možemo razmisliti o tome kako Krishna pokazuje kozmički oblik.
So there's Krishna. He appears to have some edge to him. Some limit, some line, border.
Čini se da Krishna ima neke granice.
Just like, here's my arm and here's my not arm.
Ovo je moja ruka, a ovo je moja ne ruka.
There is a border, and on this side of the border there's an arm, and on this side of the border there's no arm.
Ovdje je granica i s ove strane, gornje strane granice nalazi se ruka, s donje strane granice nema ruke.
Krishna appears to have a body like that also.
I čini se da je Krishna ima takvo tijelo.
Right?
Zar ne?
That correct? Yet two times Mother Yasoda looks in his mouth.
No dva puta Majka Yasoda je pogledala u njegova usta.
And she sees all of space.
I vidjela je sav prostor.
Now she's not seeing some vision or some dream.
To nije bila neka vizija ili san.
She's actually seeing all of space.
Ona uistinu vidi sav prostor.
She even sees herself.
Vidi čak i samu sebe.
And Lord Brahma is amazed at this.
I Brahmu je to uistinu zadivilo.
He says to Krishna, I am within your body.
Rekao je Krišni, ja sam u tvome tijelu.
But I'm seeing you outside.
Ali vidim te izvan.
How is that?
Kako je to moguće?
At the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Na bojnom polju Kurukshetre.
When Krishna shows the universal form.
Kada je Krišna pokazao kozmički oblik.
He showed the whole universe, all of space.
Pokazao je čitav svemir i sav prostor.
In apparently one place.
Na samo jednom mjestu.
And also he showed past, present and future at one time.
I pokazao je prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost u jednom trenutku.
All of space in one place, all of time at one time.
Sav prostor na jednom mjestu i svo vrijeme u jednom trenutku.
How is that possible?
Kako je to moguće?
We have the verse in the Brahma Samhita, Ekopiso rachayitam jagadandakoti yachaktirasti jagadandachayayananta andantarasta paramanuchayantarastam govindamadi purusham tam maham bhajami. This means that the universes exist within the body of Krishna.
Postoji ova strofa iz Brahma Samhite koja kaže da svemiri postoje u Krišninom tijelu.
And Krishna exists within every atom.
A Krishna postoji u svakom atomu.
Can we think for a minute about what this means?
Možemo li razmisliti na trenutak što to znači?
So within every atom of this plastic is Krishna.
U svakom atomu ove plastike nalazi se Krishna.
Within Krishna is the universe.
A unutar Krishna je svemir.
Is that understandable?
Može li se to razumjeti?
Do any of you understand that?
Možete to uopće početi razumijevati.
But it's kind of neat, isn't it? It's kind of cool.
Baš je cool. Baš je super.
We can talk about it, but I don't think we can understand it.
Ali nisam baš sigurna možemo li razumijeti.
I can't understand it.
Ja ne
but
mogu.
But it's really nice.
Ali stvarno je to divno.
Do you know that most philosophies and religious systems say that God is the biggest?
Većina religijskih i filozofskih sustava kaže da je Bog najveći.
I think we're the only ones that say he's also the smallest.
Mislim da mi jedni kažemo da on i najmanji.
At the same time.
U isto vrijeme.
There's one really amazing pastime about Krishna in relationship to space.
Ima jedna uistinu zadivljujuća zabava vezana s Krishnom u odnosu na prostor.
One time Lord Brahma wanted to see Krishna.
Jednom je gospodin Brahma želio vidjeti Krishnu.
So he went to Svetadvip, the Vaikuntha planet in this universe.
Otišao na Svetadvip, planet Vaikuntha planet u ovom svemiru.
Who's there?
Tko je tamo?
What do you mean, who's there? Don't you recognize me? I'm Lord Brahma.
Što misliš ko je tamo? Pa zar me ne poznaješ, pa ja sam Brahma, gospodin Brahma.
All right, wait, Lord Brahma, I'll tell Krishna you're here.
Dobro, čekaj, gospodine Brahma, reći ću Krishna da si stigao.
My dear Lord Krishna, Lord Brahma is here to see you.
Dragi moj Krishna, došao je gospodin Brahma da te vidi.
Oh? Which Lord Brahma? Ask him which Lord Brahma.
Oh, pa koji je to gospodin Brahma? Pitaj ga.
Excuse me, sir, which Lord Brahma are you?
Oprostite, gospodine, koji ste vi, gospodin Brahma?
Which Lord Brahma am I?
Koji sam ja, gospodin Brahma?
The four-headed Lord Brahma.
Pa četvoroglavi, gospodin Brahma.
The father of the four Kumaras.
Otac četvorice Kumara.
Which Lord Brahma am I?
Pa koji sam ja, gospodin Brahma?
He says he's the four-headed Lord Brahma.
Kaže on da je četvoroglavi, gospodin Brahma.
Okay, you let him in.
U redu, pusti ga unutra.
And Lord Brahma goes in.
I gospodin Brahma ulazi.
And he saw millions of Lord Brahmas.
I vidio milijune gospodina Brahma.
One from each of the universes.
Jednoga iz svakog svemira.
Some had 10 heads, some had 100 heads, some had 1,000 heads.
Neki su imali 10, neki stotinu, neki 1,000 glava.
All of them were offering their obeisances to Krishna.
Svi su nudili poštovanje, odavali poštovanje Krishna.
How is everything in your universe, Krishna said.
Kako stvari stoje u tvom svemiru, pitao ga je Krishna.
Are the demons being destroyed?
Jesu li demoni uništeni?
Are the religious principles being upheld?
Čuvaju li se religijski principi?
Yes, Lord, they all said.
Da, gospodaru, svi su rekli.
By your grace, everything is going on.
Tvojom milošću sve se dobro odvija.
Oh, then you are dismissed.
Onda možete ići.
Now, what's really amazing about this story?
Ono što je zadivljujuće kod ove priče
is that each Lord Brahma
je to što je svaki gospodin Brahma
thought Krishna was in his universe only.
Mislio da je Krishna samo u njegovom svemiru.
The four-headed Lord Brahma could see all the other Brahmas.
Četvrtoglavi gospodin Brahma mogao vidjeti sve druge Brahme.
But each of the other Brahmas thought they were the only one.
Ali svaki drugi Brahma mislio je da je on jedini.
And they thought Krishna was in the space in their universe.
I mislili su da je Krishna u prostoru u njihovom svemiru.
How does he do that?
Pa kako je to učinio?
Sometimes you see a really good magician.
Ponekad vidite jako dobrog mađioničara.
But I don't think any magician can do that trick.
Ali mislim da nijedan mađioničar nije sposoban učiniti takav trik.
So Krishna's understanding of space is just a little different from ours.
Krishnino razumijevanje prostora malo se razlikuje od našega.
Krishna is also able to sit surrounded by millions of cowherd boys.
Krishna isto tako može sjediti okružen milijunima dječaka pastira.
And he looks at all of them at the same time.
I u sve njih gleda u isto vrijeme.
So I can look at you.
Ja mogu pogledati.
But then I can't see you.
Ako pogleda mene, ne može vidjeti vas.
Or I can look at you.
Može pogledati nju.
Or I can look at you.
Ili njega.
But then I can't see you.
Ali ne vidi mene.
And it's not that Krishna is just really fast.
I to ne znači da Krishna je jako, samo jako brz.
And each cowherd boy is thinking, Krishna's just looking at me.
I svaki dječak pastir misli, Krishna gleda samo u mene.
How does he do that?
Pa kako mu to uspjeva?
So, this is some of Krishna's pastimes in relationship to space.
To su neke zabave Krishna vezane uz prostor.
We'll tell one last one.
Ispričat ćemo još ovu posljednju.
So when Krishna was in Dwarka, there was one Brahmana whose babies kept dying right after birth.
Kad je Krishna bio u Dvaraki, tu je bio jedan Brahmana čije su djeca dojenčad umirala odmah nakon rođenja.
And after, I think, the ninth baby had died.
I kada je umrla i deveta beba,
the Brahmana went to King Ugrasena to complain.
Brahmana je otišao kralju Ugraseni kako bi se žalio.
Children are supposed to die after their parents die.
Djeca bi trebalo umrijeti nakon smrti njihovih roditelja.
Children are not supposed to die before their parents.
Djeca ne bi trebalo umrijeti prije svojih roditelja.
But all my nine sons died right after birth.
Ali svih mojih devet sinova umrlo je odmah nakon rođenja.
So you must be doing something sinful.
Sigurno nešto griješno radiš.
Just imagine what kind of a society that was.
Zamislite samo kako je to bilo društvo.
So Arjuna heard this Brahmin complaining.
Arjuna čuo kako se taj Brahmana žalio.
And he thought this Brahmana has lost faith in the Kshatriya kings.
Razmišljao je kako je taj Brahmana izgubio vjeru u kraljeve Kshatriye.
So he decided to do something a little outrageous in order to restore this Brahmin's faith.
Pa odlučio učiniti nešto izvanredno kako bi vratio vjeru tog Brahmana.
He said, "Don't you have faith in Krishna and Balaram and Ugrasena?"
Rekao je, ti nemaš vjeru u Krishnu, Balaramu i Ugrasenu?
Brahman said, no, they didn't take care of my children.
Brahman rekao, ne, nisu se pobrinuli za moju djecu.
Then Arjuna said, then I will take care of your children.
Onda Arjuna rekao, ja ću se pobrinuti za njih.
And the Brahman said, oh, you think you're better than Krishna and Balaram?
A Brahman rekao, ti misliš da si bolji od Krishna i Balarama?
And what did Arjuna say?
Što je Arjuna rekao?
Yeah.
Pa da.
He said, I fought with Lord Shiva.
Rekao, ja sam se borio s gospodinom Shivom.
And I defeated him.
I porazio sam ga.
And I have this arrow, this Pasupatastra arrow.
I imam i tu posebnu strijelu.
So Arjuna said this to restore the Brahmin's faith in the kings.
Arjuna je to rekao kako bi povratio Brahmaninu vjeru u kraljeve.
And also in his ecstasy of friendship with Krishna.
Ali u zanosu svog prijateljstva s Krishnom.
Sometimes the cowherd boys also think they're stronger than Krishna.
Ponekad hindičaci pastiri misle da su snažniji od Krishna.
So somehow or other the Brahmin was pacified.
Na neki način Brahman je bio smiren.
And he decided to have another child.
I odlučio je dobiti još jedno dijete.
And when the wife was ready to give birth, he says, Arjuna, you come and make sure that this child doesn't die.
I kad je žena trebala roditi, došao je Arjuna i rekao, dođi ovdje i pobrini se da ovo dijete ne umre.
And Arjuna took out his fancy arrow from Lord Shiva and he's walking around the room where the Brahmani was going to give birth.
I Arjuna je uzeo tu svoju posebnu strelu koju dobio od Šive i hodao je po sobi gdje je Brahma nije trebala roditi dijete.
And after the baby was born, it cried.
Kada je dijete rođeno, plakalo je.
And then it disappeared up into the sky.
A onda je nestalo u nebo.
Arjuna's fancy arrow from Lord Shiva went up in the sky too.
I onda je Arjuna ispucao tu strelu u nebo i ona je otišla isto u nebo.
And Krishna's palace that was nearby, we could see that Krishna was laughing.
Krishna's palace koja je bila blizu, moglo se vidjeti Krishna kako se smije.
So Krishna said to that Brahmin, I'm going to find your child.
Krishna rekao tom Brahmani, ja ću pronaći tvoje dijete.
And if I can't, I will walk into fire and kill myself.
A ako ne mogu, ući ću u vatru i ubiti se.
So he went to all the planets in the universe.
Tako je posjetio sve planete u svemiru.
Arjuna was very powerful.
Arjuna je bio jako moćan.
He went to see Yamaraj and Indra.
Otišao je vidjeti Yamaraju i Indru.
Everywhere.
Posvuda.
Do you have the Brahman's baby here? Do you have the Brahman's baby here?
Je li Brahmanovo dijete ovdje? Je li ovdje?
Came back to earth.
Vratio se na zemlju.
Built a fire.
Sagradio
malo vatru.
Mislio ući u vatru.
Krishna said, what are you doing?
Krishna ga pitao, pa što radiš?
Don't kill yourself.
A nemoj se ubiti.
He said, that'll make me look bad. I'm your friend.
Onda ću ja izgledati loše, pa ja sam ti prijatelj.
You know, here you're God's friend and you gotta kill yourself. Not very good.
Ti si tu prijatelj Boga i onda ćeš se ubiti, pa nije to baš nešto.
I'll help you out.
Ja ću ti pomoći.
Actually, when Krishna's friends do this, he always says to them, don't make promises like this.
Kada Krishna tako nešto kaže prijateljima, onda on kaže, nemoj davati takve obećanje.
But now that you've done it, I'll help you out.
U biti Krishna to rekao Arjuni, ali sada kada si to obećao, ja ću ti pomoći.
Calls for his chariot.
Pozvao je svoju kočiju.
Puts Arjuna in his chariot.
Stavio Arjunu na tu kočiju.
And he took his chariot through outer space.
I krenuli su u svemir.
Traveled to past all of the planets.
Prošli su sve planete.
And he finally came to the border of the universe.
I konačno došli do granice svemira.
Where there's thick layers of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego.
Gdje postoje debeli slojevi zemlje, vatre, vode, zraka, etera, uma, inteligencije i ega.
So the layer of earth is very thick and very dark.
Sloj zemlje je jako debel i taman.
Now, Krishna's horses are spiritual.
Krishnini konji su duhovni.
And they're traveling in outer space.
I mogu putovati svemirom.
They're not exactly ordinary horses.
Nisu baš obični konji.
But still, when they came to this dark layer of earth,
no kada su došli do tog tamnog sloja zemlje,
they stopped.
Stali su.
So Krishna took out his Sudarshan disc.
Krishna je uzeo svoju Sudarshan čakru.
And sent it ahead to light the way.
I poslao je kako bi osvjetlila put.
And they went through these different layers.
I prošli su kroz te različite slojeve.
Which Sanatan Goswami describes in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Koje Sanatan Goswami opisuje u Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
If we had more time, we could give that whole description.
Da imamo vremena, dali bismo taj čitav opis.
And they finally come beyond the false ego.
Kada su konačno prešli sloj lažnog ega.
To the Brahmajyoti.
I ušli u Brahmajyoti.
To the causal ocean, which is spiritual living water.
Došli su do uzročnog oceana, do duhovne žive vode.
Where Mahavishnu lies on the water.
Gdje leži Mahavishnu na vodi.
And he says, I'm the one who took the Brahmin's babies.
I rekao je, ja sam uzeo Brahmanovu djecu.
See, Krishna is so attractive.
Krishna je tako privlačan.
That he wants to see himself.
Da želi vidjeti sam sebe.
Now, maybe some of us look in the mirror a little bit every day.
Možda se mi pogledamo tu i tamo u ogledalo svaki dan.
But I don't think any of us just stare into the mirror entranced.
Ali mislim da nismo baš svi u transu kad se promatramo u ogledalo.
Who is that attractive person?
Tko je ta privlačna osoba?
But that's how Krishna feels about himself.
Ali tako Krishna misli o sebi.
When he sees his reflection, he says, wow, he's really attractive.
Kad vidi svoj odraz, kaže, opa, ovaj je stvarno privlačen.
So Krishna in his variety of forms wants to see himself.
Krishna u svojim raznolikim oblicima želi vidjeti sam sebe.
So Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna.
Tako je Mahavishnu želio vidjeti Krishna.
You could say, well, if he went to Dwarka to take the Brahmin's babies, then why didn't he just see Krishna in Dwarka?
Možemo reći pa ako je, ako je ušao u Dvaraku da bi uzeo Brahmanovu djecu, Brahmaninu djecu, zašto nije jednostavno otišao u Dvaraku i vidio ga tamo?
It's not so easy to see Krishna in Dvaraka even if you are Krishna's incarnation.
Pa nije tako lako vidjeti Krishnu u Dvaraki, čak i ako ste Krishna inkarnacija.
Well, if he couldn't see Krishna in Dvaraka, why didn't he send some servant to get the Brahmin's babies? Why did he get them himself?
Ako nije mogao vidjeti Krishna u Dvaraki, zašto mi je poslao neke sluge da odu po njegovu djecu, a zašto otišao sam?
Because it's not so easy to get into Dvaraka. Krishna won't let you in.
Jer nije tako lako ući u Dvaraku, Krishna vas neće pustiti.
Why did he give trouble to a Brahmana?
Zašto je prouzrokovao nevolju Brahmani?
He was so anxious to see himself, he would give trouble even to a Brahman.
Toliko želio vidjeti sam sebe da je bio spreman uznemiriti čak i Brahmanu.
Because he knew only by giving trouble to a Brahmana would Krishna take some action.
Jer je znao da će samo tako Krishna nešto poduzeti.
But actually Krishna took that action out of love for his friend Arjuna.
Ali Krishna je to u stvari učinio zbog ljubavi prema svom prijatelju Arjuni.
Anyway, this is one nice story about Krishna traveling through outer space.
To je jedna lijepa priča kako je Krishna putovao svemirom.
So we've meditated on the qualities of space.
Meditirali smo na odlike prostora, kvalitete prostora.
How it is the main component of material reality.
Kako je to glavni sastojak materijalne stvarnosti.
How it's undetectable.
Kako se ne može opaziti.
How it doesn't mix with anything.
Kako se ni sa čim ne miješa.
How our first way we define anything is by its location.
Kako uvijek definiramo, određujemo stvari prema njihovom položaju.
How space is perceived differently depending on our level of consciousness.
Kako prostor različito opažamo ovisno o našem stanju svjesnosti.
How we can go through our life without ever thinking about its existence.
Kako možemo proživjeti život a da uopće ne pomišljamo na postojanje prostora.
How is the source of everything else?
Kako je on izvor svega ostalog?
Then we focused on Krishna's opulence of renunciation.
I govorili smo o Krišninom obilju odvojenosti, odricanja.
How renunciation is the most attractive of the six opulences.
Kako je odricanje najprivlačnije od svih šest obilja.
How Krishna leaves Vrindavan and the Rasalila.
Kako Krishna napušta Vrindavan i Rasalilu.
How the super soul is neutral.
Kako je nadduša neutralna.
And how Krishna always respects our free will.
I kako Krishna uvijek poštuje našu slobodnu volju.
We talked about ether and space in relationship to Krishna's name.
Govorili smo o eteru i prostoru u odnosu na Krishnino ime.
The different levels of sound.
Različite razine zvuka.
How Krishna is the same as his name.
Kako se Krishna ne razlikuje od svoga imena.
How when we say Krishna's name, we naturally think of his form, qualities and pastimes.
Kada kažemo Krishnino ime, odmah pomislimo na njegov oblik zabave i odlike.
How Krishna's name is the source of space and everything else.
Kako je Krishnino ime izvor prostora i svega ostaloga.
And we looked at Krishna's pastimes in relationship to space.
I govorili smo o Krishninim zabavama vezanim uz prostor.
The universal form in the mouth of little Krishna.
Kozmički oblik u ustima maloga Krishne.
The universal form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Kozmički oblik na bojnom polju Kurukshetre.
All the Lord Brahmas coming at once.
A kako su svi Brahme došli odjednom.
How Krishna is in every atom and yet the whole universe is within Krishna.
Kako je Krishna u svakom atomu, opet je čitav svemir u Krishni.
And Krishna traveling with Arjuna through outer space.
I kako je Krishna putovao sa Arjunom u svemiru, po svemiru.
So we are always existing within some space.
Uvijek postojimo u nekom prostoru.
Therefore if we want to think about Krishna.
Pa ako želimo razmišljati o Krishni.
All we have to do is be aware that we are within some defined space.
Moramo jedino postati svjesni toga da smo mi u nekom određenom prostoru.
And now we've thought of so many ways of remembering Krishna in relationship to space.
I sada smo razmatrali toliko mnogo načina na koje se možemo sjećati Krishne u odnosu na prostor.
So we are always on the earth.
Uvijek smo na zemlji.
We are generally in connection with water.
Općenito smo povezani s vodom.
Almost always we have some connection with fire through heat and light.
Gotovo uvijek smo povezani s vatrom putem svjetlosti i topline.
Definitely always with at least heat.
S vrućinom ako ništa drugo, toplinom.
We are always breathing air.
Uvijek udišemo zrak.
And we are always in space.
I uvijek smo u prostoru.
And if you take any of these ways we have meditated on to remember Krishna,
i ako meditirate na ove nove načine koje smo spomenuli,
you'll find that remembering Krishna is very easy and natural.
Vidjet ćete da je jako prirodno i lako sjećati se Krišne.
And we will not have the facility to look at our meditation through mind, intelligence and ego.
Nećemo moći proširiti naše razmatranje na um, inteligenciju i ego.
I would like to end the same way we have ended every day.
Želila bih završiti na isti način kao što smo to radili svaki dan.
To go around.
Da svaki od nas nešto kaže.
And ask each of you which aspect of Krishna in relationship to space you found particularly interesting.
Što bi bilo posebno zanimljivo vezano uz Krišnu i prostor.
Or that you are particularly going to meditate on.
I na što biste mogli posebno meditirati.
Or it could be something I didn't mention that you thought of.
Ili možda nešto što nisam spomenula, a vi ste se toga sjetili.
We can start with you. Okay, then we'll start with you.
I found it very interesting that Krishna is in every atom, but yet the whole universe is in Krishna.
Okay, and you?
Ether is the most essential element, since all other elements come from ether, and yet we cannot perceive it. In a similar way, we all come from Krishna, and since he is a person, you're also persons.
Thank you. Oh, you did think of something else. You say?
It is similar. It is interesting what you said, that Krishna is at the same time everywhere, but he's also outside of it. He's not in it.
Mm. You?
Krishna has a relationship with all of us. We all have our unique relationship with Krishna. It's zanimljivo da Krishna gleda od ičake pastira i svi su mislili da on gleda samo njih. I thought before that Krishna is the biggest and that we are the smallest, but now I learned that we are actually, that Krishna is also the smallest and the biggest. Zanimljivo je na koji način se mogu pomiriti te kontradikcije o Krišni, kako je on u isto vrijeme najveći i najmanji, najmoćniji, a u isto vrijeme nije najmoćniji. Kako prostor nastaje iz zvuka. How space is made out of sound. Mm. The way Krishna is detached from everything, but yet he is all pervading. When cowherd boys thought that that Krishna is looking only at them, it reminded me how when you're swimming in the ocean and then you're swimming in one ray of sunshine and then you think you're the only one who's swimming in that ray of sunshine, but everybody else is also thinking similarly. Mm-hmm. And also, when will we finally be able to hear the voice of the soul? It's interesting how we, who are so limited, discuss about the person who is all cognizant. It is very interesting to me how the ecstasy devotees feel when Krishna is not there is even bigger than when Krishna is with them.
You here for some? Hmm? Little.
Expand.
Mm-hmm.
Znači, zanimljiva je veza između Krišne i vremena, kako se ponekad vrijeme proširi, kao da ga Krišna jednostavno ekspandira, a ponekad kao da uopće nemamo vremena.
Were you here for the...
It's very interesting for me how we can meditate on Krishna by meditating on elements when we walk on earth or when we breathe air, how we can think about Krishna. That's very fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. This is new information for her as well.
Zanimljivo je kako je četvero glavi Brahma došao. Misli da je jedini Brahma, onda je vidio, kad je došao Krišnu, vidio da postoji toliko mnogo drugih Brahma osim njega. Zanimljivo je kako zvuk proizlazi iz etera.
Are there some other ladies there who've been here the whole time?
Ima li netko od vas da je bio ovdje čitavo vrijeme?
Or did you all? No? Did you all come here? So now, can you think of something?
Svi su sve rekli.
No, there's many nothing. Nobody's... And did you think of something?
Either. We can think about Krishna's name when we think about ether.
So I hope that you have found this series interesting.
Nadam se da vam je ovaj seminar bio zanimljiv.
And I want to thank you very much for coming when everyone else is eating or resting.
I hvala vam svima što ste došli kad svi ostali spavaju ili se odmaraju ili jedu.
So these are the people who are really dedicated, really thirsty to hear about Krishna.
Ovi ljudi su istinu željeli čuti o Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.